今天我们开始讲一些让我们 warming 的事情。
So we're gonna warm you up with some of our messages.
我今天的分享的主题是耶稣接待你。
So my topic today is Jesus Christ receive you.
你如果现在待在一个很舒服的地方，你可能觉得自己不需要被接待。
So if you are in a very comfortable place, you felt that you might not need to be received.
但如果你是作为一个 stranger， 你在旅程中。
But as a stranger, if you are on a journey,
你是一个生病的人，你需要照顾。
If you are sick and you need to be taken care of,
你是被抓住的人，需要别人为你辩护。
If you are being caught in something and you want someone else to defend for you,
你是一个欠债的人，需要有人帮你还钱。
If you own other people's money and you need to pay it back,
你是一个孤独的人，需要人家来安慰。
If you are lonely and you need someone to comfort you,
你肚子太饿了，你需要食物。
If you are hungry and you need food,
这时候你真的觉得有人接待你是很宝贵。
So then you will know that how wonderful it is to be received by someone.
你看这张画是亚伯拉罕接待三个使者天使。
So in the picture you will see that Abraham receiving three angels.
你们有没有发现这个画有什么特别的地方？
Have you seen anything like different?
这个灯能关一下就好了，是吧？
Change.
这个灯能关吗？
那边那个。
Switch. Yeah.
这样能看清楚一点。漂亮多了，
好。
你会发现这个服饰不是犹太人的服饰。
And if you look closely, you will know that this is not a Hebrew tradition to receive guests.
这是东南亚服饰。
It's more like a South Asian thing.
亚伯拉罕穿的衣服是这样齐胸的啊。
So you will see the costume that Abraham is wearing.
你看Sarah 这个帐篷也是东南亚风格。
And you see the hut that Sarah is standing is more like a Southeast Asian thing.
Sarah 还带着花环在这里。
You see Sarah with the flower headband.
这是一个东南亚画家画的。
It's actually painted by a Southeast artist.
我看到很感动。
So I was quite touched when I see this picture.
我们每一个人都可以用自己的经验、自己的处境。去回应神的恩典。
So everyone can respond to God's love with our own experience and circumstances.
同样，无论是在北美，是在东南亚，是在非洲。
So no matter whether you are in Southeast Asia or in Canada or in Africa,
上帝都来寻找我
们。God is always looking for us.
好像是我们接待他。
As if we are receiving him.
其实他接纳我们。
Actually, he is the one who receives us.
喂养我们。
Feeds us.
寻找我们
，looking for us，
成就我们
，and accomplish for us。
好，下一页。接待，在圣经中有很多伟大的接待。
So in the Bible there are many different ways of receiving.
亚伯拉罕接待天使。
So Abraham receiving the angels.
其中有一位是谁啊？是上帝。
So one of the angels is actually God himself.
亚居拉、百居拉。迎接欢迎谁啊？保罗和亚波罗。
So Aquila and the other person is 什么 ？Aquila receiving Paul, Apostle Paul.
Also 还有亚波罗。
Apollo, okay,、Apollo and Aquila.
他们为了传福音接待别人。
So because of gospel, they are receiving him.
做帐篷啊，聚会啊，无论生活服饰接待别人。
So they are making tents. They were helping Paul.
巴拿巴接待保罗。
A paramount receiving Paul as well.
因为保罗那时候没人搭理他。
Because no one was there to, you know, receive him back then.
他逼迫教会啊。
Because he was persecuting the churches.
抓人，打人。
He was taking, you know, capture those believers.
甚至给人定罪案。
And also like make accusations against the Christians.
别的人不知道，他起码是 Stephen 的死，他是要负责任的。
So we don't know about other people, but at least for the Stephen's death, he is responsible for that.
现在他回来说我信耶稣了。
And now he said, "Okay, I am a believer now."
没人敢接待他。
No one was there to receive him.
不愿意接纳他，是想起以前的新仇旧恨。可这是你，这是我，我们俩没有关系。
So they were there to receive him. They say, "Okay, this is you and this is us."
但是巴拿巴接纳。
But Barnabas received him.
还把他介绍给彼得。
And also introduce him to Peter.
腓利门，腓利门接待了谁啊？
就是那个
他那个奴隶，对不对
So Philemon receiving his slave.
那个 slave 偷了他的钱，偷了他的钱。
So the slave stolen his money.
辜负了他的信任。
And was betrayed his trust.
还逃跑了。
And also he ran away.
然后有一天他回来。
So one day he came back.
说我遇到使徒保罗了。
And he said, "Okay, I met Apostle Paul."
现在我也信耶稣。
Now I'm a believer as well.
这个腓利门不容易，是不是啊
？It is awful, Philemon.
就靠着保罗的一张书信，他要进来。
So through a letter from Paul, he has to receive.
以前的罪人。
So he has to receive the sinner.
其实不是保罗，是因为耶稣。
So not because of Paul, but because of Jesus.
同样啊，这个约翰也说，这个耶稣来了。
And also, John said, Jesus is coming.
来到他所创造的这个世界。
He's coming to the earth that he has created.
请下一页。但是我们接待他吗
？So do we actually receive him?
他来到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
So it says he came to the place that he has created, but the people do not receive him.
但是接待他的人就是信他名的人。
Those who receive him are the ones who believe in him.
这个人不一般。
So he is something special.
凡是能够接待耶稣的，承认耶稣的，他这个人什么呀？他的灵里面，他的生命里面是在上帝里面被重生过的。
So those who receive him and are believing him are the ones who are reborn in Jesus Christ.
好像是我们自己决定自己信耶稣的。
Sometimes you think that it's by our own decision to believe in the Christ.
好像是我们自己决定去受洗的。
It seems it's our own decision to be baptized.
但是啊，在这个恩典的历史中
，But in the history of grace,
你有一天你会发现
，So one day you will realize
是他拣选了你。
It's actually him who has chosen you.
是他让你有这样重生的灵去认识他。
He is the one who give you the resurrection spirit in order to believe in him.
所以接待呢，不只是一起吃顿饭。
So receiving is not just having a meal together.
是接纳。
It's actually receive.
是承认。
Is to recognize.
甚至是摆上献身。
And also is way to sacrifice yourself.
好，下一个。今天我们要讲一个故事。
So today we're going to talk about a story.
耶稣突然在约旦河边出现了。
So Jesus suddenly appeared on the river, the Jordan River.
现在我们谈论的地方正是打成一锅粥的地方。
So a place that it is now in a war zone.
Nice. 人国攻打国，民攻打国，民攻打民。
So people against people and nation against nation.
耶稣突然出现了。
And suddenly Jesus appears.
有意思的是，他是退到那里去的。
So interestingly, it says he actually retreated to that place.
我们对退不喜欢了。
So we do not like the word retreat.
我们喜欢进步。
Because we want to go forward.
是吧？我们希望钱更多。
We want to look forward, more money.
更漂亮。
More beautiful.
更健康。
More healthy.
对，但是我们不喜欢退。
However, we do not like the word retreat.
凡是我们说的退，都是被动的。
So every time we talk about retreat, it's more like a passive tense.
没办法了。身体不行了，退步了。
We will say, "Oh, I'm getting old, and we cannot do this anymore."
COVID 的环境，经济环境不好了。
Because COVID, the economic situation is not good.
钱包缩水了，退步了。
My wallet has shrinked.
但是有意思的是，耶稣的这个退，他是主动的。
However, when Jesus retreated, he is more like a passive.
他有时候进。
Sometimes he will go forward.
别人拦都拦不住，你不能去，他要进。
Sometimes he will go forward, even if people are still trying to stop him.
但他有时候退。
However, sometimes he will retreat.
这一退不，即使是在他的退里面。
So even in his retreat,
很多人还要跟随他。
A lot of people still gonna follow him.
许多许多的人。
Lots of people.
许多许多的人。
Lots of people.
这个我正好想再分享一个韩语的许多。
So I wanna share.A Korean word.
特别像英语。英语是 many many, 是吧
？Many yes, many means a lot.
韩语是 many 네요。
So in Korean we say many 네요。
Many many 네요。
Many 네요。
Many 네요，特别多，许多啊。
Many
네
요。
这个好记啊 ，many 네요。许多许多的人。
So a lot of people.
他们听见。
So they heard.
他们来到。
They came.
他们这个拥挤。
And they were trying to push through.
就是什么概念？就是好像耶稣一在约旦河边出现。
So as soon as Jesus appeared on the River Jordan.
犹大地的人出来了。
So people from Judah came.
耶路撒冷的人出来了。
People from Jerusalem came.
加沙的人出来了。
People from Gaza came. Gaza.
黎巴嫩的人出来了。
Lebanon.
Syria 人出来了。
People from Syria.
对，包括约旦河东岸的人也过来了。
And also including the people from the east side of Jordan.
如果你对这个地理还是糊涂的话。
So if you are still confused about the geology.
你就想他在沙非河岸，耶稣突然出现了。
I just imagine yourself that you were standing by the Fraser River and Jesus came.
兰利的人过来了。
So people from Lanley came.
苏里的人过来了。
Sorry, people from Surrey.
普奎拉的人过来了。
普奎拉。
Burnaby 的人过来了。
Burnaby.
啊，你看看我们这好像就差温口味了。温口味真是，哎，真是遗憾
了。So it seems like we only the cities Vancouver didn't come
through. 哦，温库尔在那里啊！
哦，耶，
有一个温库尔的啊，全地的人都跑过来了。
So people from everywhere came.
你看我们的眼睛，你们的脸没有朝着大海。
So our face do not like face toward the sea.
我们的脸也没朝着大山。
Our face is not towards the mountain.
耶稣出现在哪里，我们就朝向哪里。
So we will turn our face towards where Jesus stands.
他们为什么找耶稣
？Why are they looking for Jesus？
为什么
？Why？
就两个原因。
Two reasons.
有病。
Sick.
被鬼附。
And demon possessed.
第一个代表着生命的痛苦。
So first one represents the burden of life.
第二个代表什么呀？生命的捆绑，不自由。
The second represents the bonds of life.
这些人过来找耶稣。
So these people came to look for Jesus.
急切到什么程度呢
？So in a such hurry.
拥挤。
They were trying to push through. They were trying to push through.
想去摸耶稣。
They want to go and touch him. Touch him.
只要能够 touching 他，能摸到他，我就得医治，得自由。
If only I can touch him, I will be healed.
这个人生的路越走越窄，已经没有其他选择了。
So as our life way of life getting narrower and narrower, there's no way out.
然后他们就怎么样？被耶稣医治。
Then they are healed by Jesus.
那个鬼就被赶跑了。
And the demon was being cast out.
无论是被医治的还是被赶鬼的。
So, whether the people getting healed or getting cast out by the demons.
他们就做一件事情。
The only thing they did.
他们趴在地上。
They were kneeling down on the floor.
不只是跪在地上。
Not just
这个跪只是这个膝盖着地啊。
Not just kneeling, but
匍匐。
But actually, like laying completely down.
整个是五体投地。
So like all the
四肢头啊，甚至肚子都要着地了。
All the four limbs,
完全的降服。
Completely, under the floor.
宣告一件事情。
They are proclaiming one thing.
你是神的儿子。
You are the son of God.
你是弥赛亚啊，就是你意思你是弥赛亚。你是基督，你是神的儿子。
Means that you are the Messiah. You are the son of God.
耶稣命令他们。
So Jesus, commanded them.
耶稣，这里说的是嘱咐，但是原文就是命令，而且这个命令是什么？一直的命令，一直的命令。
So, the original text means he commanded them and continues to command them.
不要显露，不要显露。
So do not like revealed me.
嗯，你看这个不显露和这个退道，正好一看一头一尾有这样的一个呼应。
So the first we talk about retreat, and then the last we talk about revealing.
为什么呢？为什么耶稣要退
？So why does Jesus have to retreat?
为什么耶稣显出这么大的神迹却不要显露
？How come he manifests such miraculous signs and yet he doesn't want to reveal himself?
下一页。
Next slide.
这个问题我们一会儿解答。
So we'll answer this question later on.
我们先看耶稣。他接待了谁
？So let's see who did Jesus receive.
他首先接待门徒，他带着他的门徒退嘛，对不对
？So first of all, he received his own disciples. He retreated with them.
在门徒外边的一大圈是什么？他接待了许多人。
So outside of the circle of the disciples, he received many others.
但是尤其是他们中间被邪灵控制的 和生病的人。
Especially the ones that are sick and also bounded by evil spirits.
这些生病的人和被鬼附的人，在犹太人的这个想法里是不洁净的。
So in the Hebrew culture, those are sick and those are demon possessed are considered as unclean.
平时是不来往的。
So normally they would not associate.
都不碰他的。
Not even touching those people.
如果我碰了这个生病的人或者是被鬼附的人，我为定为不洁净，我不能去圣殿的。
So if I touch a person that is unclean, is sick or demon possessed, I will be considered as unclean and I won't be able to go to the synagogue.
但是耶稣无条件的接待他。
However, Jesus received them unconditionally.
所以我们可以知道，耶稣接待我们，实际上他是接待每一个寻找他的人。
So we have to understand that Jesus receives us as if he receiving anyone that is looking for him.
好，下一点。许多人。还有许多人。
So lots of people and still many others.
为什么他反复强调许多人？
How come he continuously to reemphasize the faith like many?
为什么他强调是从四面八方来的人？
Why does he emphasize on the people that are actually flowing from four corners?
这是一个预表。
So this is just a sign.
尤其我们今天这个站在温哥华。
Especially the ones like standing here in Vancouver today.
我们更能看到，哇，万国万民的人在寻找他。
We will see that many people from many nations are looking for him.
我是2003年去意大利的佛罗伦萨。
So in 2003, I went to Florence in Italy.
我站在那个桥头发那个福音单张。
I was standing on the bridge and handing out the.You know the gospel message.
意大利啊有一个特点，他们是利用桥上面搭一层商店，在那里卖货，因为那有流量嘛，人多过桥嘛。
So in Italy, usually people will build stores on top of the bridge.
尤其卖香水啊、珠宝啊，比较贵的东西。
Especially those things are like jewelry and perfumes.
我站在那个桥头，看到那个人潮人海过这个桥，心里特别震撼。
So I was standing on the bridge and I see people like flowing in and out from the bridge.
因为意大利嘛，挨着非洲嘛，北非嘛，黑人很多黑人来。
Because Italy is next to Africa, north of the African continent, and there's a lot of people that black people.
很多 European 来 ，European 对，其实他那个这个佛伦萨离这个法国都灵很近，坐火车就过来了。很多 European 就去那里旅，很多 European 来。
And a lot of Europeans also come as well.
很多很多的美国人来。
And a lot of Americans as well.
很壮，穿着个背心儿，带了个相机，美国人。
You see the Americans are you know like a bulk, and then carrying a big camera.
还有很多中国人。
And of course, a lot of Chinese as well.
万国万民。
So people from different nations.
我在那里传福音的时候，我突然有一种苏醒。
So as I handing out the gospel letters, I have this awakening in me.
绝不是我一个人，绝不是你一个人在敬拜上帝。
So not just you are worshiping God.
有一天你会看到许多许多的人。
One day you will see many many people.
万国万民的人都来寻找耶稣。
From all nations, all kingdoms, gonna come and worship Him.
下面。
Next.
那么许多人，你看我把这个许多有许多人的这个标红。
So you see that I highlighted the word many in red.
但是最重要的是最后一句，这个凡有在原文中就是 everyone 每一个。
So and the last you see that everyone, yeah.
每一个有灾病的都要挤进来摸摸他。
Yeah. So everyone who is sick will come to touch him.
为什么要摸他？是要连接他。
Why do we come and touch him? Because we want to be, you know, connected to him.
承认耶稣在自己的生命中有份。
So we proclaim that he has a place in our life.
他是可以医治我的主。
He is the one, he's the Lord that heals me.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
也相信他可以接待我。
And I also believe that he will receive me.
今天我们愿意这样去挤过去。
So today we are trying to force through to touch him.
今天我们要在耶稣面前触摸他。
So today in God's presence, we will go and touch him.
他等待我们这样去触摸他。
And he's waiting for us to touch him.
告诉身边的人，
你要摸到耶稣。
Tell the person next to you that you are going to touch Jesus.
你要摸到耶稣。
你要摸到主。You are going to touch Jesus.
他必有怎么样恩典出来在你的身上。
He will give you the grace in your life.
好，下一页。
Next slide, please.
这时候我们来看，耶稣他不单治好。
Not only Jesus heals.
他还要吩咐。
And he will also tell them.
对，我们一般正常人的思维是，他治好了我，我应该四处去给他做见证，是不是？
So once he give you the healings, you'll go and proclaim his name to other people, right?
他命令，不要这样做。
However, he said, "Don't do that yet."
这个很难是我们的逻辑所理解的。
It's not something we can understand by our logic.
但实际上，耶稣实际上让我们进入到他的时间线里面，他恩典的历史中。
But Jesus wants us to go align ourselves with his own timeline.
好，下一页。我们不是要因着自己的恩赐去做什么大事。
We don't need to do great things using our own giftings.
耶稣进也好，退也好。
Whether Jesus go forward or retreat.
他医治疾病也好，驱赶魔鬼也好。
Whether he cast out demons or give healings to people.
他是让我们在座的每一个去寻找他的人，去看见他做大事。
So he wants everyone who tries to look for him will see the things that he did.
他到底要做什么大事呢？
What kind of great thing he's going to do?
下一页。好，我们先来把这个谜底继续隐藏。我们推进逻辑了。第一个问题我是问，他为什么不让他显露？他为什么要退？第二是到底做了什么大事？好，我们镜头一转。再扩来看是什么样的人在寻找他。
So we will save the riddles to the end. So first of all, we were talking about what kind of people are going to look for him, and why he doesn't want us to reveal himself.
刚才我们说了是生病的和被鬼附的人在寻找他。
So what kind of people are going to look for him are those who are sick and those who are demon possessed.
他首先呢，因为众人拥挤他嘛，他首先呢。叫吩咐，叫门徒人们一只小船伺候着。
So because people are to kind of pushing him, so he told his disciples to prepare a little boat.
我们中国人理解这个 service 这个伺候，好像就是仆人对主人这么一个回应，对不对？
So in the Chinese culture, when we talk about a word, serve, we will often refer it as to a servant and the owner, like how you submit to the owner, to the, yeah.
但不只是这么简单，下一页。
But it's not just that.
这个伺候啊，在圣经中多次，这个词多次出现。
So this word serve,has been appeared in the Bible for many times.
在圣殿中横切祷告是伺候。
So if you pray in the temple is also a way of serving God.
恒心遵守使徒的教训是伺候。
And also listen and continue to obey the teaching of the apostle is also a word for serving.
在一处是伺候。
And stay in one place is also serve.
这个 serve 其实是什么？是祭司在圣殿的至圣所里。
So serve means that the priest stays in the temple.
不只是 temple， 是这个至圣所。
Holy of the holies. Sorry.
这个祭司呢，把手摸在这个献祭的这个坛角上。
So the priest will put his hand on the what?
The corner of the altar.
The altar, yes.
Yeah.
The altar.
向上帝祷告。
And pray to God.
守候上帝的话语。
And hold on to God's words.
认罪悔改。
And also confess sins.
实际上，耶稣这里马可所提的伺候，
是指什么？是指献身、持续、
密切的陪伴。
So the word serve in the book of Mark means to sacrifice, to continuously, you know, like stand close by.
所以说，当门徒回应耶稣的时候，这个伺候不只是仆人看着主人的手，要端盘子送水。
So when the apostle respond to Jesus, it's not just a servant responding to the landowner.
而我们都是他的祭司。
But actually, we are all his priests.
如同祭司在圣殿中、至圣所中，面对上帝一样，我们在神的儿子面前。
So just as if priests in the holy of holies, holding on to God's word, we are also just like the priests.
我们等候他。
We are waiting for him.
我们关注他。
And we are looking closely to him.
聚焦在他的身上。
We focus our eyes on him.
我们完全生命的摆上。
And we will give ourselves completely.
而且持续、持续。
And also continuously to do that.
好，继续。那么好，我们又说这个灾病，刚才说有灾病的和被鬼附的，被鬼附的可以理解，灾病呢不只是生病，它的原文中是鞭子的意思。
灾病它英文是什么？
Disaster.
Disaster. Okay. So the word disaster not just if you are sick, but also in the original text means that someone has been striped by earth. Yeah.
所以你就可以理解为什么以赛亚书说他受鞭伤。可以让我们得医治。
So that's why in the book of Isaiah it says that by his stripes we will receive healing.
这种灾病是这种大危难的处境。
So a disaster is a great turmoil.
被人诬陷。
You may be accused by other people.
被人夺取财产。
You may be being robbed.
夺取自由。
Robbed of your freedom,
被折磨
or been tortured,
痛苦
so pain,
包括这个身体上的、精神上的
so the pain including your body pain and also mental pain,
或者深陷这种罪恶不能自拔
or you were in the sin and you cannot come out of it,
毒品啊
such as drugs,
酒啊
alcohol,
这种愤怒啊
anger.
被冒犯啊
So being offended.
甚至是我们被手机捆绑，离不开。
So we were possessed by your phone. You cannot, you know, leave your phone alone.
这种伤痛无以言表。
So this kind of pain that is beyond words.
这种生命的挣扎，别人不能解决。
So this kind of struggle in your life, other people cannot help.
这样的人，每一个这样的人都要去寻找耶稣。
So every person like that will have to look for Jesus.
都要去触摸耶稣。
To touch him.
好，下一页。为什么要去寻找耶稣呢？因为他要接待这样的每一个人。
So why do we look for him? Because he will receive people like that.
他要祝福许多的人。
He will bless many.
他医治好了许多的人。
And he will heal many.
这就做了我们为什么渴慕他的国降临的盼望。
So that's why we are longing for his kingdom to come.
有时候我们真的想，哎呀，耶稣的国来了，耶稣的国来了。
So sometimes we say, oh, the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here.
为什么我们盼望他的国来？
Why do we longing for his kingdom to come?
因为他就可以活生生的在我们的面前。
And then he will come and live among us.
我们真的可以手摸到他的印记。
And then we can truly touch him.
我们所有的鞭伤，所有的疾病。
So all our pain or our diseases will be healed.
当我们在这个世界中受苦的时候
So when we are being tortured in this world,
撒旦欺骗我们
And Satan is going to come and deceive us.
他说这个痛苦一直会下去
And he will tell you that this pain will continue forever.
但这不是事实
But this is not the truth.
痛苦是短暂的
Pain is temporary.
一定是有一个期限的
And he has a time limit.
他一定要释放医治我。
And he will definitely gonna come and free us.
下一页。好，他这个治好。
So healing.
在圣经中多次的出现。
So in the Bible, he has been appeared many times.
至少出现了43次。
So in New Testament, at least 43 times.
耶稣不需要我们去医治， 是他医治我们。
So Jesus does not need us to heal, but he is the one who come and heal us.
今天的我们实际上都有生命的破口。
So all of us has a, you know, like a broken part in our lives.
我们都需要耶稣的医治。
All of us need the healing from Jesus.
所以我们有这样的宣告，耶稣要医治你。
So we have to proclaim that Jesus is going to come and heal.
耶稣要医治你。
Jesus is going to come and heal.
医治你。
Jesus is going to come and heal.
耶稣要医治你。
Jesus will heal, will give healing to you.
好，下一个。
好，现在我们揭秘。
Now we're gonna reveal.
Answer.
The answer.
为什么耶稣要退？为什么耶稣命令我们不要显露？
So why Jesus retreated and why Jesus command us not to reveal him?
因为耶稣一定要医治我们，一定让我们知道他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus want us to know that he is definitely going to come and give you healing and he is the God, a son of God.
但是他恩典历史的高潮不是在他医治我们身体疾病的那一刻。
But the peak of his ministry is not at the moment when you receive the healing from him.
我们如果贫穷得富有，疾病得医治，捆绑得自由。
If we receive wealth when we're poor and receive healing when we're sick, receiving freedom when we're demon possessed.
我们高兴是不是
？So we're happy, we're joyful.
蹦蹦跳跳走开了。
And then we're gonna run away.
耶稣退，耶稣不显露，耶稣命令。
But Jesus.Retreated and Jesus does not want to reveal himself.
别跑。
Don't run away.
别跑。
Don't run away.
别跑。
Don't run away.
为什么？高潮的一幕是，要在十字架上显明出他的荣耀和历史。
Why the peak, the climax is actually he is going to reveal his glory on the cross.
他在十字架上宣告成了。
And the cross, he said, it is finished.
他的国，整个的国度要显明出来。
The whole, the kingdom of his will be revealed.
他整个的国度的荣耀要向我们显明出来。
His glory of his kingdom will be revealed.
他的宝座要矗立在我们中间。
His throne will be established among us.
不要轻易跑掉，只是得到一点点好处你就跑掉了。
Don't run away once you receive a tiny little blessing.
天国的高潮即将来临。
So the climax of kingdom is going to come.
我们觉得自己生活已经很不错了。
So you might say, oh yeah, our life is pretty good.
我想说，还有我们的想象力限制了我们对幸福的理解。
So our limitation has, you know, our imagination has limited us from, you know.To understand the true blessing from heaven.
我从这个 Michelle 是那里学到了一个新词。
So I learned this word from Michelle.
高质量蛋白质。
High quality protein.
我们平时吃的东西很多。
So even though we eat a lot of things.
为什么还是生病
？Why do we still get sick?
还是缺乏营养。
Are we lack of nutrition?
因为我们没有摄取足够的高质量蛋白质。
Because we have not received high quality protein.
我们在这里好像生活不错了。
So it seems that, oh yeah, we're living pretty good.
但实际上我们还是生命中有缺乏。
But still, we lack in our life.
我们还是要面对罪恶和死亡的折磨。
We still have to face the torture of.
为什么我们不是敬拜你了吗？我们每星期天至少聚两个小时，是不是
？Why we came and worship you at least 2 hours during the week, right?
缺乏高质量蛋白质。
We lack of high quality protein.
我们缺乏高质量的和圣灵同在的时间。
We lack of high quality time that we spend with.
我们缺乏高质量的去理解上帝的话语。
We lack of high quality, you know, like understanding from.
我们缺乏高质量的和上帝的关系。
We lack of the high quality relationship with.
我们缺乏高质量的去这样的盼望生命中的感动。
So we lack of the high quality hope and.You know, the from life, okay.
还有人在，
这个是
我休息一下，我休息一下。
OK 。我们现在只得到了一点点、一点点恩典。
翻译吧，这
一点点一点点的
累。Just a little bit.
多少了一点呢？只是一点押金而已。
How much a little bit? It's just a little deposit.
还有更大的恩典。
We have greater blessings.
要降临在我们中间。
Will come among us.
所以耶稣说，耶稣命令说不要显露。
So that's why Jesus said, "Do not reveal." Yeah.
其实他有另外一方面意思。
So he has.
不要跑开。
So the other words is that do not run away yet.
不要停止。
Do not stop.
不要离开。
Do not leave.
下一个。我们在耶稣的接待中。
So we are in his receiving.
他医治了我们。
He healed us.
他从魔鬼的捆绑中释放了我们。
He released us from the bondage, from the evil ones.
我们应该怎么做呢？我们马上离开吗？
So what do we do? Do we just run away now?
哎呀，给您添麻烦了。
So sorry we bother you.
不能经常麻烦您。
We dare not to, you know, bother you all the time.
现在我已经认识您了。
And now I already know you.
下面靠我自己努力吧。
So after that, I will just do everything by myself then.
有机会再见。
Maybe see you next time.
又回到自己的生活中。
And then we return to our ordinary life again.
哦，不是这样。
It's not like that.
像马大，他们为什么愿意接待耶稣
？So Martha, why did she receive Jesus?
因为耶稣从她妹妹的玛利亚身上赶出了鬼。
Because Jesus cast out demons from her sister Mary.
所以马大。愿意接待耶稣和他的门徒。
So that's why Martha willing to receive Jesus and his disciples.
他想和耶稣一起有更深的关系。
He wants to have a deeper relationship with Jesus.
撒该为什么愿意接待耶稣
？Zachariah, why does he want to receive Jesus?
因为耶稣宣告他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because Jesus proclaimed he is also the descendant of Abraham.
耶稣说：“你下来。”
Jesus said.Come down, Zacchaeus.
他在哪里啊？
树上。
他在树上。
So where was Zacchaeus? He was on the tree.
在木头上是什么概念啊
？So what does it mean? He's on the wood.
被诅咒、被钉死的概念。
Meaning that he is cursed.
是耶稣要替代他上那个木头。
Jesus will replace him.
为了
on the wood.
换取耶稣可以和撒该一起长久的在宴席中。
So to trade. For the relationship that Jesus is going to have with Zacchaeus. So blessed is Zacchaeus.
他回应耶稣的招待。
He responded to Jesus.
他也招待耶稣。
And he also received Jesus.
所以今天我们很感恩 David and Mary.
So we're very thankful for David and Mary.
招待我。
He received us.
对，我感谢牧师师母也接纳我。
And also thank Pastor and Pastor's wife.
感谢 Duncan， 感谢弟兄姐妹们接纳我。
So I thankful for Duncan and other brothers and sisters to receive me.
当我来到温哥华的时候，给了我一个属灵的家。
So once I came to Canada, you gave me a spiritual home.
你们不只是接待我。
Not only to receive me.
你们是怎么样接待了耶稣的弟兄中最小的一个
？But you also received the least among the believers of Jesus Christ.
就是。接待他，就接待他。
Yeah, that means to receive an angel.
甚至在旧约中也一样的，有这样的见证。
It's also in the Old Testament as well.
妓女拉合接待以色列的 spy.
The prostitute 拉合英文是什么？
你就说拉合。
The prostitute. 雷哈 yes, that's right.
你看，整个城市都不接待。
So the whole city did not receive them, but only the prostitute.
唯有他一家人得救。
Only her family was saved.
下一页。但是另外一方面，不接待耶稣和他的门徒的。
But on the contrary, those who do not receive Jesus and his disciples.
上帝也记得。
God also remembers.
你说你怎么会知道上帝记得？
Then you say, "How come God knows?"
约翰三书。
The book of John, the third book of John.
什么时间、什么地点、什么人，不接待耶稣
？So it states clearly on where and when and where or what which person did not receive Jesus.
哦，我不是吓唬你。
So I'm not just threatening you.
圣经说的。
It's from the Bible.
谁接待耶稣，他记得。
So those who receive him, God remembers.
谁不接待耶稣，他也记得。
Those who does not receive Jesus, he remembers as well.
下一页。
Next.
耶稣命令我们去接待。
So Jesus commands us, we need to receive others. Receive.
正如我刚才所说的那个伺候一样。
Just like the word I say earlier, the word serving.
当我们接待的时候，不只是端茶送水。
So when we receive, we are not just giving out food and you know wine or tea.
我每次去戴维家，戴维都给我一杯咖啡。
So every time I go to David's house, he will give me a coffee.
他不只是给我了一杯咖啡。
Not only he gave me a coffee.
我看到的是一个祭司摸着那个坛角。
So what I see is a priest holding on to the altar.
他在等待，在观察上帝的作为。
He's waiting upon the Lord.
有意思的是，他路加福音他有这样的一个应许。
An interesting book of Luke, there is a promise.
耶稣说，人接待你们就是接待我。
It says those who receive you is receiving me.
接待我就是接待那差我来的。
Those who receives me are the ones who received, the one who sends me.
这两句是天上的赏赐。
So these two are a blessing from above, heaven.
还有马上的赏赐，你接待先知，你就得先知所得的赏赐。
And then later on, it says, if you receive a prophet, you are receiving the gifts of prophet.
你看，你接待沉默，沉默就把属灵的法则告诉你了。
If you receive Pastor Chen, then you receive her blessing.
你接待义人的，接待义人。就必得义人的赏赐。
If you receive a righteous person, you receive the blessing from the righteous person.
你看，你接待王牧，义人是必得地土的。
So if you receive Pastor Bin,
啊，那可能上帝把 Pastor Bin 那样的那样的土地也要赐给你了。
Bible says
他那一块是非常宝贵的，
是不是啊？
Bible says the righteous person will receive you the land, so you're probably going to receive a land later.
无论是在天上的赏赐。还是你在这个世界可以看见的赏赐。耶稣的总结是什么？你就是把一杯水，把一杯咖啡给保罗这样的人，你都不能不受赏赐。
So not only like heavenly reward, but also earthly reward. So just giving me a coffee means that you will get your blessing.
所以没有什么能把我们分离。
So nothing can separate us.
有的人支持以色列，有人支持巴勒斯坦。
So some people will support Israel, and other people will support Palestinians. So even though your political view might not be the same,
我虽然可能不同意你的观点，但我不能拉黑你了。
So even though I do not agree with your view, doesn't mean I can block you.
我们的经济处境也不一样。
So our economic circumstances can be different.
有时候我遇到困难，我给你借钱，你不借我。
So if I'm in trouble and ask you for money, you do not give me.
那我不能拉黑你了。
I cannot block you, right?
是吧？还有很多神学上观点。
And also, the views on 神学 and theology.
你可能是这样想这样，你可能是你往左边想，我往右边想。
So you may think left and I may think right.
我不能拉黑你了。
But I cannot block you.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣命令我接待你。
Because Jesus commands me to receive you.
这个接待其实有接纳的意思。
So receiving is also to
有服侍的意思。
So it also means to serve.
而且有一个身份的认定，我是仆人。
And also you recognize your identity.
I am a
servant.
你的主人，我的主人，他对你亲自说话，如同他亲自对我说话一样。
So your Lord, his Lord, he's speaking to you as if he's speaking to me.
我不能judge你了。
I cannot judge. Yeah,
我只接到命令，接待你。
I cannot judge you, but I only receive the command is to receive you.
一起分享他的医治。
So that we can share his healing power.
他的释放。
His releasing power.
他的恩典。
His grace.
我们接待彼此像接待耶稣一样。
We receive each other as if we are receiving Jesus.
服侍彼此就像祭司在圣殿中服侍上帝一样。
So we serve each other as if the priest is holding on to the altar.
这样的圣徒的团契不能不得赏赐。
So this kind of ministry will not get blessing. Will get the blessing.
先知的赏赐。
The blessing of a prophet.
义人的赏赐。
The blessing of a righteous person.
更是那属天的赏赐。
And also the heavenly blessing.
好，下一页。好，我今天为今天的经文，我写了首诗。
So I wrote a poem.
我看，我倒想，我倒是想看看安娜怎么翻译。
He wrote a poem based on the scripture, and he wants to see how I gonna translate.
耶稣出现在约旦河边。
So Jesus is appearing on the River Jordan.
许多人去寻找耶稣。
So lots of people are looking for him.
他医治这些人。
So he came to heal these people.
释放这些人。
And give them freedom.
这些人匍匐在地。
So these people are lying on the ground.
敬拜的样子呀，这是敬拜的样子。
And worshiping.
啊。宣告你是神的儿子。
And proclaiming that you are the son of God.
他命令他们。
He commands them.
不要把他显露出来。
Do not reveal himself.
让他们等待他的国度显明的时候。
And ask them to wait until his kingdom appears.
所以我的感动是，生活有进有退，有焦点。
So my this is what I said. Life, you can.Go for a retreat and you have focus.
圣地没有保证你这个不受风雨，是不是？
So God didn't promise you that your life will be always smooth.
你买了股票，今天涨，明天涨，后天还涨。
The stock that you purchase is going to go up and up and up.
有进有退。
But actually, you can go forward, can retreat, and you also have a focus of life.
因为我们在群里聊以色列、巴勒斯坦的事情，结果有人退群了。
Because in our small group,
还把麦西亚拉黑了。
In our small group, we were talking about Israel and Hamas, and someone actually retreated, and you know, and also blocked Michelle.
Michelle 伤心地说：“以后再也不能谈政治了。”
And Michelle sadly proclaimed that we shall never talk about politics ever again.
不是不能谈政治了，不能谈股票了，不能谈保健品了，不是不能谈。
And I told her, it's not we cannot no longer talk about politics, no longer talk about you know like stock market.
对。
Or
高脂肪蛋白质还是可以谈的。
Or healthy food, but we still can talk about you know like.High quality proteins.
但是我们的焦点聚焦点在哪里？
But where is our focus?
在他国的最高潮。
It's on the climax of his kingdom.
耶稣基督和他的十字架。
Jesus Christ and his cross.
他的福音。
His gospel.
他福音的大能。
The power of his gospel.
圣灵的祝福。
The blessing from the Holy Spirit.
我们生活最大的焦点是这个。
So this is our the biggest focus of our life.
所以有进有退有焦点。
So that's why we have go forward, retreat, and a focus in our life.
侍奉，掌管全局，找重点。
So in our ministry, we will control of everything. However, we will also look for our main focus.
睁大眼睛发现我们好多事情可以服侍，对不对？
So if you look around, we'll see there's a lot of ways we can, you know, go serve.
Alvin 做 worship.
So Alvin and the worship team.
Duncan, 讲台服侍。
So Duncan maybe minister and altar.
Bible study.
Yeah, and Bible study.
Mission, 是不是 ？Michelle 有这样的这种连接，这样的服事，这样的传福音的。
Michelle, she connects with other people like brothers sisters.
但重点是什么呀
？So what is our focus then?
每个人都要像祭司一样扶着那个坛角，在至圣所中仰望上。
So everyone should be like the priest.Standing in the Holy of Holies and holding on to the altar and focusing his eyes on him.
服侍他。
We will serve him.
等待他。
Waiting for him.
顺服他。
And submit to him.
听他的话。
Listen to him.
他让进就进，他让退就退。
If he says go, we will go. If he wants us to retreat, we will retreat.
他让我们显露就显露。
If he wants us to reveal, we will reveal.
他让我们隐藏就隐藏。
He wants to hide, we will hide.
医治。
Healing.
出尝神国真能力
is to taste the true power from God.
我们在这里有做见证的人。
So here we will have people come and witness to God.
我们得医治了。
People will come here and say,
释放了。
I am healed. I have been freed.
我摸到他的衣襟了。
I have touched Jesus' cloth.
不要太得意。
do not be too proud. Too proud.
为什么？这只是刚刚开始，一点点。
Why? Because it's just the beginning. It's just a little taste of God.
还有高质量的恩典等着你。
We have high quality blessing that is going to come.
只是一点点开始。
It's just a small beginning.
不要就跑掉了。
Don't just run away.
我觉得啊，神的国就是这样了。
And you just say, "Oh, this is what God is."
蹦跳跳的看，我得到神的国了。
I have received kingdom of God.
It's the beginning.
Yeah, it's just the beginning.
还没有得到的。
And there's a lot more to get.
还有没有得到的人。
And still there are people who did not receive yet.
东边看看，西边看看。
And look to the east, look to the west.
哎呦，我的主啊，你啥时医治我？
God, when are you gonna come and help me?
你啥时让我摸到你的衣襟
？When can I touch your cloth?
你啥时解救我
？So when can you release me?
不要着急。
Don't hurry.
他一定会医治你。
He will definitely come.
他一定会让你尝到天国的滋味。
He will let you taste the first fruit of the kingdom.
圣经说什么？若不是我的救赎主就在这地上。
So that's what the Bible says. Unless my Redeemer lives,
我早就丧胆了。
So I will lose heart.
没有一个人可以靠着自己的知识、自己的胆气，甚至信心，能够坚持到神的国降临。
No one can, you know, like wait until the Lord comes by His own strength.
没有一个人。
No one.
神会不停的给你 deposit.
Lord will continue to, you know, deposits on you.
让你怎么样尝到他天国的滋味。
So that you will taste the joy of the kingdom.
最饥饿、最无助的时候，他在你嘴里搁点蜂蜜。
So when you are hungry, He will give you the honey.
我打仗没劲儿了，好几天没吃饭了。
When you are tired or worried on the battlefield,
看到树枝上有蜂蜜。
He will give you the honey from the branch.
又饿又渴。
You are thirsty and hungry.
把这蜂蜜拿下来，在舌头上蘸一蘸。
So taste the honey.
哇，眼睛都亮了。
And your eyes will be brightened.
为什么？
Why?
天国的滋味。
Because this is the taste of kingdom.
生命的滋味。
Taste of life.
恩典的滋味。
So it's the taste of grace.
神一定会让你不断地尝到这个滋味。
And God will definitely continue to give you the taste of kingdom.
隐藏。
And also to retreat and to hide.
等候天父定时间。
To hide and waiting for God's timing.
那这几个门徒拉着耶稣，哎呀，啥是您的国降临呢
？So the disciples were holding on to Jesus and say, "When is your kingdom gonna come?"
什么时候
？When?
什么时候
？When?
什么时候
？When? They were hurry.
耶稣说：“你不知道。”
Jesus said, "You do not know."
我也不知道。
I do not know either.
只有天父上帝知道。
Only Father God knows.
这是对我们教导我们顺服等待的功课。
So it's a lesson for us to teach us to wait.
我们什么时候能够在东南亚建立新的教会啊？
When can we establish a church in Southeast Asia?
我们什么时候能够这个困境的生活中能看到突破和释放啊
？When can we see a breakthrough in our life?
最难的不是这个东西实现。
So, the hardest part is not the thing that is accomplished.
最难的是等候。
So the hardest part is to wait.
即使是等候，也不要忘记你是一个祭司。
So.Even if you are still waiting, you do not forget that you are a priest.
你正在至圣所里面。
You are in the holy of holies.
摸着的坛角。
You are holding on to the corner of the altar.
你的眼睛看着上帝的座位。
And your eyes is looking to Jesus, to God.
哇，他的这个世界的作为完全占领在你的视野。
And everything that he did on this earth is revealed in front of your eyes.
不要让太舒服的生活夺去了你。对末世的这样的警醒。
So do not let the secular life that you have, you know, stolen your hope in the kingdom.
所以，马丁路德实际上对耶基督徒的这个等候有一个精辟的一个见解。
So Martin Luther King says.
No king, Martin Luther.
Oh, Martin Luther. Martin Luther said this.
他说。耶稣什么时候被钉死的
？When did Jesus nailed on the cross？
两千年前。
2000 years ago？
不是，昨天。
No. Yesterday？ No。
耶稣基督什么时候复活的
？When did Jesus resurrected？
今天。
Today。
耶稣基督什么时候回来？
When did Jesus, when will Jesus come back?
明天。
Tomorrow.
我们完全在至圣所中在看天父上帝的事。
So in the Holy of Holies, we are watching and you know.
生活、侍奉、医治、
隐藏，都看耶稣在我们生命中要做奇妙的工作。
So whether it's in life, your ministry, in healings, or in a hidden place, we are waiting for Jesus Christ to do the work in us.
弟兄姐妹们，耶稣基督在哪里啊？
So brothers and sisters, where is Jesus Christ?
在岸上。
It's on the shore.
既在加利利海边的岸上。
He is not only by the shore of Jordan.
也在沙非河边的岸上。
River Jordan, but also by our Fraser River.
也在我们生命的岸上。
And also on the shore of our life.
门徒在哪里啊？
Where are the disciples?
赤身露体，光着屁股。
They were naked.
为什么光着屁股？
Why are they naked?
在夜里打鱼。
They are fishing on the boat during the night. Hungry?
得到了吗？
Have they received anything?
啥也没有。
Nothing.
光着屁股干了一晚上的活，空空的手。
So they were laboring all night naked and they got nothing.
从寒冷的黑夜往黎明进发。
So through the coldest of the night towards dawn.
从空空的双手往岸上的丰盛进发。
So by the empty hand, they are marching towards the harvest on the shore.
从孤独寂寞往主身边进发。
From the loneliness.And marching towards God.
你可以想象吗？以彼得为首的一帮这个门徒。
Imagine, can you imagine, Peter leading the group of fishermen?
在风浪中的黑夜里面，打了一晚上鱼，啥也没得到。
So in the storm during the night, they caught nothing during the night.
他们唯一的盼望在哪里？
That was their hope, the only hope.
天一定会亮。
So there will be light in the dawn.
神的国一定会降临。
And the kingdom of God will come.
因为耶稣就站在岸边。
Because Jesus is standing by the shore.
他身边有鱼。
And he has fish.
他要接待他们。
And he will receive them.
给他们早餐吃。
And give them breakfast.
让他们的肚腹里面有食物。
So that they will have food in their stomach.
他还要问西门彼得。
And he will ask Simon Peter.
他也要问今天的你。
And he will also ask all of us.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你爱我比这爱的早餐还多吗？
Do you love me more than all of this with the breakfast?
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
你要像我接待你那样去接待我的缘。
You have to receive me as if I receive you.
喂养我的
缘。Receive, feed my sheep.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你是被耶稣接待的人。
So, brother and sister, you are received by Jesus Christ.
无论你是在怎样的风浪中，
no matter what kind of storm that you are going through,
饥饿中，
or you are in hunger,
黑暗中，
in darkness,
灰心中，
in sadness,
你的前方是耶稣的等待。
So, in front of you is Jesus who is waiting for you.
你的前方是耶稣的接待。
So, what is awaits in front of you is Jesus going to receive.
彼此鼓励。彼此宣告耶稣要接待。
So let us encourage others, saying that Jesus is going to receive us.
耶稣要医治你。
Jesus will come and give you healing.
耶稣要释放你。
God will give you the freedom.
他的国必要降临。
And his kingdom will come.
我们要看见。
And we will see that.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
荣耀归给他。